said they see some girl out there, and we didn't hear from him yet. Then the Defendant called the Air Force, had no comment.
You haven't heard from University of Colorado, the Dr. Condon group yet,
has? No, we haven't. Well, no, they are supposed to send a man in here to look this up. They think we have a report that says that the sighting is yours and the several others on the base.
Yeah, so now, let's see, you started to fill that Keenan report out, which is...
Yes, have you? I started to, but I thought maybe somebody would send me something from the government, you know,
yeah.
I wasn't going to fill it out and fill it out.
Yeah. Well, of course...
I don't think they will.
They don't have it as covering things there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. No, it was quite interesting that you took the piece of metal. Of course, it's so small that its significance may be difficult now.
Did you get any reading of that?
Yes, no, I haven't had it analyzed.
Transformer place out by that power station, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a
If I had my map in here, I'd show you,
but there's a 69,000 volt line comes up from Lewisville and crosses the highway out here,
then it cuts straight north about where the switching or that thing is.
Well, this may or may not have, there's evidence around the country where these are seen usually in the proximity to large power lines frequently.
There's no power lines.
No. Yeah.
Well, we got it here on the roadside. This is right straight out here.
Yeah.
And these power lines that are there, this substation, more or less, that's over here.
Yeah.
Why don't you, 2 or 3 miles,
you know, let me push this over to what I have to say, and then I'll get out of this. We had heard in a cafe Tuesday night that there was a couple girls. Now, did these girls tell you about this light so that you went out there?
Not
did you find it on your own?
I found this on my own.
I'd sure like to find out.
Girl, that two girls called them.
Yeah.
They said they think they seen something, but they didn't want to give any danger.
Yeah, no.
Boy, the story's really good. I know.
Yeah, see, now I have a daughter that's going to nursing school, and she's got a friend here by the name of Pat or Pam Johnson, and she's of the opinion that this is a hoax. That's the story she's telling my daughter down at school, see? And, but the thing is, this is the sort of thing that sometimes puts you on the spot, both of you, because,
boy, it's not anything that you probably desire to get involved in, because
a lot of times people in the past have regretted it.
This highway covering it up, they try to smear you or anybody connected with anything that's telling the truth.
They do this with airlines.
Call the names or their
boss
or their start story.
That way it makes me feel good. That's why you're
looking
on the lie detector test. That's one of the things that, who was interested in that? Avco Lorenzen out there? Yeah, that's one of the things that they're.
Although I don't know how much authenticity is involved there.
In those tests. I mean, you didn't, this guy didn't see you, did he? He never came out yesterday. Kim Craig?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm through about this because there seems to be a need to check out a couple of these girls and verify that some way. And then you say that there's a couple of older women.
Yeah.
They don't care any publicity.
They have the name of the woman who.
Because it's Foster was her name.
Is that her name, Foster?
Yeah.
My wife's wanting publicity, but
around this town here, you're going to find out that these kids around here are really going to put a hoax on people.
Yeah.
Don't make a difference who he is, what he is, or what
maybe
he does.
Especially if he's a police officer.
Oh, right. Definitely.
They can give you a rough time, right? In any.
All the time.
They don't seem to be harassing too much. Yeah. But sometimes somebody can start an high school rumor to discredit the whole thing.
Did you ever see one of these before, or lights, or any form of these before?
How about you? Two?
Never.
I've never been
being close
or any around anyone who had.
Where are you going south on 6?
I'm going toward Waverly, maybe south.
What we call south on 6. And you can see it just. When you got along the side of it,
I glanced right there, you know. I was going quite fast, and I glanced. And I noticed red lights, and I thought it was a truck. So I figured, well, if these lights weren't flashing, and I stopped. I pulled in this little place where we turn around all the time. And I looked at my watch.
I always look at my watch. It's a habit. You know, you get out a ticket, you watch what the time is, and other.
And I turn around, they come up on the object, and I put my lights on bright, and it just lit up like a Christmas tree, and the red lights started flashing on and off. These lights were not on the outside of the path. They were on the inside.
Were they a point light, like a spotlight, or a glow?
You see one of these, like, take a big red light like this, flashing on and off, on and off.
That would even observe path?
Yeah.
Well, it's one of that chair over there.
Coming from the inside and through the purple steel.
Yeah.
These lights were set back.
When you first saw a light coming up on the road or when the thing got your attention, was it light that got your attention? Were the lights near the top like they'd be on the top of a semi?
No.
No, these lights were mid-Williams.
What shape was the thing?
More like a disc or a football.
Well, just a purple.
Because it was a
anyhow.
Here's a letter I got from these girls over in here that's seen one. And they sent that letter to me. I mean, you know, all types of fan mail.
Very nice.
Well, we see that.
I don't know when your time is.
Miss Janet Marys at Milligan, Nebraska. She sent you a letter on December 7th from Geneva, Nebraska.
What did it say in that?
Let me read it there.
I'll let me set this up. Monday morning. I looked at the report. I seen that. Drawing every city, you seen that.
You let it go.
Just believe it or not.
Concrete evidence, if you get, even if you give it tonight, like
this outfit, or even AFRO. Now, those are civilian groups, and I'm not a member of those like Dan is at Synthesis, or I don't know if you get that bulletin, you get the NICAP one. But the thing is, there's no necessity really in giving anything up, as far as I can see.
I clicked about 20 times, so it's up, you know,
that's a fun
thing. Yeah, this is interesting. Now, what was this about the surface that you said? That it was, what, shiny or something?
Cool. Brilliant, shiny like aluminum. It's real bright. I mean, it's all real bright light in it, you know.
It's glow.
I mean, glow or brilliant.
Was it a sharp white light or kind of bluish white?
Did you see any windows or anybody moving around it?
No, I didn't see anything moving inside.
I noticed like inside the red lights, it had little black lines, you know, little straight lines going like this.
Vertical lines.
Yeah. That was the inner part of the red light.
Yeah, it looks like
yeah, behind light.
Yeah.
Was there any kind of anything that looked like in the signal?
No.
Now,
there have been a couple of sightings where the people claim to have seen
the door frame or maybe the signal.
Yeah. But what about this compass? Again, I think we missed that. I had this tape here. You said that they were acting up before this around the edges of town.
Yeah.
And usually how were they just? They were enough unusual. You said something about them.
They were, I never seen kind of like that. They had all of them in. It scared me, you know.
In other words, the cows seemed to be disturbed.
Yeah, they were very restless.
Yeah. You know, that could be in a reaction like his dog, past dog there, you know, which really shook up a lot.
How did your dog react?
Was he a chihuahua or something? Just run around the yard and jump on a picnic table. Get scratched at the dark, you know, door, barking and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, woke him up? The dog barking or did he let him out?
Well, first I heard the dog barking. And then I heard this noise. And then I went, through the hallway. Then in the top of the hallway, there's a window. And I kept looking out, and watching this thing. And I kept going just as far as I could, so I could see it. And then, when I ran downstairs, the audio was gone.
So there was a southwest interstate crossing 24th Street.
Yeah, I'd be down by the telephone.
Right.
They were there.
I'm
coming first. Not the street, but the interstate. Now, it's
approximately 24th and Mata or Victor.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Do you ever take a pipe and take a piece of rubber in and push it through it like a suction?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what this made when it went straight up in the air.
Yeah, well, it probably would. Anything to be moving rapidly through the air.
Well, out of sight.
Went straight up out of sight. I didn't see no more. I was just looking up at it. He also said when he come upon it, it was 6 or 8 feet above the ground. It wasn't.
It started going like this.
Yeah, it was just kind of.
Going like this, that went raised up a little bit more, going like this.
It got up to about 50 feet. I said, I don't know actually how high it got up, but I would say it was 50 feet.
It was almost as high as the surface of Highway 6 then when you first saw it.
Yes, it was almost that high, yes.
And there's no other trucks or anything went by in this time, because this total time elapsed was maybe what, less than 3 minutes or?
One half hour. Yeah, that's why I got back to the station. It was 3 o'clock.
Man.
If you don't know exactly how long he did it.
Wow.
He looked like he was out there.
I felt real weak. By this. Well, this might have had some physical effect on him.
It
had on other people.
I've asked him every question under the sun. I asked him what time he received logs. He said yes, it was 2:30, and what time he got. The next time he looked at it, he said it was about 3 o'clock. He come right back here to the station.
No.
It's the time of it.
Just
still running. You don't know anything about our two-way radio.
I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it when he called me.
Well, could have been quiet that time.
Yeah. But did it seem to you like it was a half hour?
Well, I got back to the station, so it just seemed like it was 5 minutes. That's why I wanted to ask me the time.
Yeah.
The half hour.
So evidently, you either observed it for a short time, I don't remember, or something with
hey, well, these people never talk to me. I don't know. I do know that I
I do know that a car went through there at exactly 5 minutes after 2, and there wasn't anything there at that time.
Yeah.
So we didn't see anything when he went through there at 2 o'clock, 5 after.
How long were the cars kicking up here before you?
I checked on them twice, and I guess it was about 45 minutes. I got kind of scared. Pennsylvania, August 8, 1965, courtesy of NICAP, and the time exposure was made by James Lucy, was about 45 feet in diameter, and it's on about page 90 of the book, Flying Saucers Are Serious Business by Frank Edwards. It's a Bantam book, number S3378. Paperback. One of several photographs in here, but Mr. Shermer feels that that's about the closest thing that really looks like what he saw. And he goes on to sort of just
one that was off his camera flash, or that's
the time exposure there.
I wonder how far away he was.
But that's pretty.
That's pretty well looks like it. We believe it. It's about.
Well, sure, I only saw one side.
Yeah, well,
that ain't too bad here.
Because
that's
fairly close.
It's just a globe.
Yeah, that's just a beam.
It looks just like that.
That big glow or beam was mostly white.
The beam that he said out of his wrist wasn't a straight beam like a spotlight, but it was like a half sphere, like flame coming out at the bottom of it.
Had it all gone.
Shaped like it. So I don't know. Now, see this one here? This is the one taken near Mendota, Oregon. Now, at home, I have this picture here.
He talked about those guys. Hard to hear. Or bring bars. Shut up.
This one here on the
Connected with these, so this is all over. I don't want anything out there.
Well, then you can.
to interfere.
You know, that's a good idea. Then.
Well, the first that I do is that I don't want to work.
Right.
I don't want to. I see something on the other, read something, and then it's something, you know, kind of get in with them. I don't. Just straight facts.